Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
The four tips to make you better at dating. Please.
Ooh.
Like, we need help.
Will sometimes right. Get a pass when intern John is fogging up the mirror and thinking in the shower.
And sauce.
Hello. Happy Saturday.
Woo.
What'd you give up for lunch, Shelby? I got a damn email. Hold on. Let me just close that out.
Is it important?
No. It never is. I'm going to be honest with you. Can I be honest with you? Never in my life have I gotten an important email. I mean, in all due sincerity, I've never gotten an email that changed my life. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's never been one email where it's like, oh my, maybe one. That's when Charlamagne liked my audio, the first time I sent audio.
I'm sure you've gotten more than one. Like, hey, you got the job.
Benihana once said, hey, come in for free hibachi for your birthday. And that was pretty cool.
That's nice.
But besides that, though, and you know what? To be honest, I don't even know if they sent this. Actually, you want to hold on. So I forgot that I was supposed to check this out. Long story short, our friends at Southwest, they're supposed to send me something because, hold on. I was DMing them on Twitter about Chewy for getting him on the plane, get back from Atlanta last or whatever it was. And they were like, hey, because you've been so nice to us, like, we sent us photos, we're going to send you a gift. They have not sent it yet. Do I send them, do I DM them, like, hey, it hasn't come in there? Or is that petty?
I don't know. Maybe just, like, remind them, like, after a week.
Well, they said if you don't get it by Friday, reach out again. So.
Then reach out again.
Okay. So that, I was going to, no, ask? I'm saying that's going to be the other only important email I've gotten is whatever they're going to give me. And it was very nice because I was, they, you know, it's very much like, you know, what's going on, given the size of the thing, yada, 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 yada. Mm-hmm. And they're like, and if you don't mind, can you send us a picture of your puppers? And I was like, I hate puppers, but I'll send you a picture of him anyway. And the guy, I felt,
don't like the word?
No, I don't like puppers. But I felt bad for the guy because he goes, hey, like, you know, thank you for saying that it lifts our spirits during harsh weather traveling conditions. And I was like, oh, you forget about the poor 23-year-old. On the other end of some of the most vile complaints about things they can't control, where it's like, hey, at Southwest, I tried to bring a gallon of water on the airplane. TSA wouldn't let me. Guess I'll take my business elsewhere. It's like, nah, you can't, friend. So.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you don't really think about that.
No, especially not in the heat of the moment.
No, where it's like, I've definitely sent a message to Southwest before.
Yeah.
So, sorry.
Was it good or bad?
It wasn't great, but they might have deserved it.
Is it because of the time they accused me of misreading things on the plane and stopped the plane on the runway?
Sorry, could you hear that?
I did not.
Okay, great. That wasn't nothing then. Why I thought that you could see me, and I was like going like this, but then I realized it was not in the frame.
we're killing it,
dude. You know, Friday night, like, I am exhausted. What was your question? I'm so sorry.
Was it the time that Chewy stopped the plane on the runway?
It was. It was that time.
Yeah.
And I have a Southwest credit card because, you know, I don't use it, but I got it because, you know, I was in a long distance relationship and I thought, what better way to get points than to buy things with a credit card they don't need?
Yeah, that's usually how it goes. Well, that or the free Frisbee. You know what I mean? In college, they're always like, first of all, you want to make much of a scam colleges are just in general. Like, I know it's good for the education, but like the cost of tuition is far gone past inflation, right? So they already know they're getting you. And then they allow the credit card companies on campus to get you signed up for credit cards.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
American Express has to be like, hey, listen, University of Maryland, we're going to let us on campus and let's pray on the freshmen and we'll give you a kickback. Like that, now that I think of it, it's a little bit like, oh, like they.
I don't remember that happening at any college I went to. Well, I only remember free condom day. I'm just going to be honest. Like, that's the only day I remember. It was safe sex day, and they gave out bags and bags of free condoms. And they weren't like normal looking condoms. I don't know a lot about what people are into, but like, I don't think that normal people use these condoms that they were handing out. I don't know. But anyway, they ended up, we taped them to the wall of our bathroom. So it was like decor.
Well, I only have one condom and I put a pinhole through it right here. So in case I need it, I know exactly where it is.
That doesn't make any sense.
Like a tack.
But why wouldn't you be like, I tacked it to the wall.
That's why. That's what I was going with. I think you understood.
You put a pinhole through it, so like you could look through it. Like,
well, yeah, it's like I make sure. Oh, it's still in there, eh?
So your college, like, people came and tried to make you sign up for.
I don't remember. Here's one thing I remember my college where I went there though. They got busted because somebody. This is. I've said this to you and other people in the business a bazillion times. As long as you act like you're supposed to be somewhere, people generally aren't going to ask you like, hey, are you supposed to? Because nobody wants to be the guy or girl who didn't read the email. Do you know what I mean? Where it's like, you didn't read the email? Of course it's happening. So before I went to my college, some woman was there giving out flu shots on campus. Turns out they weren't flu shots.
What were they?
I think it was like egg yolk, or it was bad, but because like she happened to dress like a nurse, everybody's like, oh, I guess we're doing the flu shot thing today. And nobody wants to be like, hey, she'd be here. Cause like, yeah, did you not read the flu shot email? So because of that, like she was doing it and maybe it was like partially right stuff, but it was still just because like nobody wanted to check. Cause she's gotta be real.
That is so weird. Like, I guess like she's probably like not mentally okay. I'm going to go to a campus, a college campus, put egg yolk in syringes and then.
But it became 360 because my old show, Dave Ryan Morning Show, I remember listening to the show and she called in and she said she was trying to send her kids to Disney. And I remember listening and being like, what the hell is happening? Like, I remember before I was in radio, like, this is odd. That's the career I want to get in. And, you know, here we are. So that was, that.
Congratulations. You did it.
I sent you a Thunder jacket for Chewy. Has he gotten it? Does he like it? And has it worked?
Okay. I don't know because I haven't gone downstairs to get my mail. It's been a very, very, very busy day. And they decided to paint the mailroom. I don't think that's important. Like I didn't mind the color, honestly. I don't know. So I have to now go to the front office and like ask somebody to get my like packages. And I just don't want to do that.
Has he gotten better?
Yeah. I mean, I think he's getting more used to me and like this area, but like my apartment, like the one room is just like, it's a disaster. And every single day I get off work and I'm like, I'm going to focus on that room. And then I get back here and I start working out again and then people won't stop calling me. And then I have to do more stuff. And then it's just been a really annoying week. I'm going to be honest. And I don't mean to sound like I hate my life because I don't. It's just been like a lot. I feel like I haven't gotten anything done, but I forgot to tell you this. How did I forget to tell you this? Oh my gosh. So Chewy and I this weekend got invited to a bar mitzvah.
What?
A spark mitzvah. Yes. A Bumble BFF friend. I guess we're friends now because she invited me to her dog's bark mitzvah.
Well, problem. Chewie's a practicing Catholic. Will he be allowed there?
I don't know about that one. Two, I don't know if it's a good idea to bring him because I was like, that's how we got on the subject because I said that I was watching your dog.
Yeah.
He just turned 12 on Valentine's
Day. He's not circumcised, you know.
What?
Chewie's not circumcised. Is that going to be an issue?
Okay. Dogs don't do that, do they? Okay, anyway, I don't even need to know that. I have no idea where I was going with that. So anyway, I said that I was watching your dog, and I said that your dog had just turned 12, too. He had just turned 12, and she said, this is really weird, but this weekend I am throwing my dog a bar mitzvah because he's turning 13, and, like, you should bring Chewy. And I didn't have the heart to tell her, I don't think Chewy's going to like your dog. Like, this is going to be a terrible first impression.
You know, I think, though, Chewy sometimes needs punishment in his life. Perfect punishment. Chewy hates being social.
I want friends, though. Like, I don't want this to ruin my one chance at friendship.
Well, he would do it because when we went to your apartment, the first day, so I brought Chewy to the dog park, and I went down to the elevator with some dog named Charlie. Charlie, great dog. Very friendly.
Oh, I met Charlie.
Very friendly corgi guy. Yeah. So,
he scared the elevator.
Huh?
He scared the elevator.
He is? Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah. So, like, the dog park area, there's, like, a giant generator in the middle, which seems like it probably shouldn't be there. A good idea for dogs to pee on. So, Charlie runs to his friends on the other side of the generator. Yeah. They all run, and they're all like, yeah, I mean, it's just like dudes dapping each other at the bar, like, oh, bro, I haven't seen you. It's like five of them. Yeah. And then Chewie finishes going to the bathroom, literally like, peeks his head across the generator and goes, nah, and it runs back towards the gate, like, I'm out of here. I've had seen enough.
Literally, like, I took him out there the other day when it was really nice out, and it was like, you know, the sun was going down, and I thought nobody would be out there, and, you know, get outside, and there's this huge white dog. It was so fluffy and so cute. Then there was another big white dog, and then there were, like, two other dogs, and then next to the dog park, there's another apartment with, like, a gated backyard, and I guess they just always have their dogs outside, which I don't think is very nice, but the dogs always are out there. So those dogs came over the fence to say hi, and Chewie just sat next to, like, the actual gate to get out the whole time, and, like, he wouldn't go to the bathroom. So I had to go down another floor and take him out and walk him some more.
He's
on three walks that day.
Didn't you say he ruined a good time?
He literally ruined, like, a good time. Like, everybody, like, the people that had their dogs there that had all been chilling, they were drinking some beers, having fun. I was like, I could see myself hanging out with you guys. Like, I thought I was going to make friends, and Chewie was just like, no, you're not. You're not going to make any friends here. You're going to be alone forever.
Not in my watch.
Like, okay. All right.
Where do you think he gets that behavior from?
I don't know. I don't know if you just didn't socialize him enough. Like, false. I don't know what it was. False. And then, like, I went and picked up my car today, and I forgot there was that huge Bark Social box in my car still. And Bark Social, it's a dog park that's actually opening this month in North Bethesda, Pike and Rose. It's so cool. The owner is so nice. Sent Zero, and when I had Burton for the whole, like, 2 weeks, like, sent Burton, like, some stuff. And I've had it in my car, and I keep meaning to bring it back to Zero. And I literally, like, brought it inside, and then my dad brought it outside. I don't know why. I think he thought that I was taking it to move with me, a box full of dog toys for a dog I don't have. So this guy's asking me all these questions, like, so what kind of dog do you have? And I'm thinking he found a bunch of dog hair in the air filter in my car for, like, my oil or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I have, I was, like, talking about Zero, like, I have an Australian cow dog. And he's like, oh, yeah. And he's like, starts showing me all these pictures. And he's like, you have so many dog toys for him. I was like, that's.
No.
Yeah, they all say Bark Social on it.
Yes, they surely do. You want to, you got me thinking though, because Chewie, I socialize him with people. But, like, the thing is that when I got him, like, in Des Moines, like, I didn't have any friends. Like, legitimately, it was me and Greg Chance and his family, and Chance didn't have a dog. So, Chewie never really saw dogs in Des Moines unless we went on walks. And, like, I'm the kind of person, I'm not going to socialize a walking dog because it's like, we both got things to do. Do you know what I mean? Okay, that sounds like whatever, but it is. Then we moved out here. Huh?
You did this.
Well, so we moved out here, and, like, again, like, he's never really been around dogs.
Yeah.
But the dogs he knows, like Andrew and Mia's dog, like him and Vinny are pretty tight.
Yeah, but not at first. At first he's like, ooh.
Well, yeah, establish dominance. You know what I'm saying? It's like, just like me and Andrew.
And so then, I just don't know. My whole point is I don't know if because now I have to bring him. Like, I can't just show up to a dog party without a dog.
I mean, he'll be fine. He'll just be standoffish.
And then it's just going to be a really weird way to, like, meet friends. So...
But I think, you know, Chewie had a Bark Mitzvah. What a fantastic, like, that.
I think that is just so cute. Well, like, I just love the name.
The boys in Atlanta get some culture. Do you know what I mean? So it's about time he stepped out of his comfort zone. So.
Well, she just moved here from Chicago, so it's going to be fun.
Oh, look at that, Midwest.
Yeah, so we're going to have some fun this weekend on Sunday. I think, honestly, the rest of the weekend, I think I'm just going to stay in. I've been not the nicest person. I'm working on it in therapy, though. Like, my therapist and I, we're working on it.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with staying in, though. Like, especially now, especially this past year, I think that hopefully...
I want to unpack, like, this room.
Sorry, your emotions your emotions or the room? What? What are you doing?
I literally held up my phone because I keep getting people FaceTiming me. Oh. Do not FaceTime people unsolicited. Shelby, I don't know how many times I have to say this.
Shelby, but you held it and turned it to me as if you wanted me to see something. And I was like, are you being kidnapped right now?
Because I keep, like, trying to hit the off button, and I realize with Jeepers, FaceTime, creepers. That doesn't do anything.
Let's... we gotta get moving. What the hell is going on?
You're
today?
In the thought shower with intern John.
Hey, let me show you my phone real quick.
If you hit that sidebar a few times, it silences it like a phone call, but it doesn't do that, I guess, with FaceTime.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I do think the next Apple update should be so.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
That if you call me and you push the ignore button, on my end, it still rings the proper amount of times. It doesn't like instantly hang up on my end. Do you know what I'm saying? So I don't know you push ignore. Like that, there's nothing worse than when your phone screen gets hijacked by some jackass calling unsolicited or FaceTiming. Do you know what I'm saying? Looking at you, Mom. No, I'm kidding. But do you know what I'm saying, though? It's like when you click ignore, it should like on their end, keep going.
Yeah, no, I agree. I also would really appreciate if on do not disturb, that it would like actually like not even put any notifications on the screen.
Okay.
It's like an emergency contact. Cause like that's the only reason that like I would have my phone on do not disturb if, as if I literally wanted nobody to call me unless like it was my mom.
Yeah. I also think with do not disturb, like I still have like issues like, or if my phone's on vibrate, the alarm should still go off. Like I don't need the alarm to vibrate. Do you know what I'm saying? Like that needs to be number like that still
that thing. I thought that the alarm still went off.
I don't think so. I think unless they made an update, I got burned on that. So every night I have to check to make sure Bluetooth is off because I don't want the alarm to go to like a headphone, something like that, and then it's on silent and then up off of vibrate.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I'm sorry.
Unless I want to get freaky, huh?
This person keeps calling me.
Okay. So the four tips to make you better at dating, according to the New York Post. And Shelby, I'm doing this for you because God knows you have issues.
No, I was going to say that we don't need it.
The director of relationship science at Hinge has these four tips. Tip number one.
That's interesting.
Don't worry if there's not a spark right away. She says, but he says only 11% of people say they fell in love the first sight. So stop using that as a marker of romance or you could miss out. I do think that's true, especially, and I'm going to cut you off before you even get started, but thinking of myself, like, it's been multiple years, so now I almost feel like I put myself in damage where it's like, it's got to be somebody now that just knocks me on my ass right away, otherwise, and I feel like that's setting me up to fail.
Like a movie, like, you just, like, want to feel, like, that, like, connection right away when, in reality, I think it's really hard to feel that connection if you're meeting, like, on a dating app. It's so easy to like, not easy, but it's much more likely, I would think, to have that happen in person.
I would agree with that.
So I don't know. But I agree. I also think, though, that my problem is that if I don't feel like we click right away, and not even necessarily like a spark, but like just like clicking or have like even maybe a little bit in common or maybe like some kind of sarcasm, then But you know me. I also look for like any reason to not like keep talking to somebody.
Yeah, but like to that point though, it's like how many people only had one date and it's like had they just given it a couple more chances, they would have been happy with that person. Do you know what I'm saying? Like I'm very much like if it doesn't work date one, I'm like out. Because like to your point, it'd be like, yeah, okay, that's a deal breaker. And
that's actually also like a good point that you brought that up though, because I was doing this as a topic of like why you didn't have a second date the other day for my radio show on Power 96.1. And
in
Atlanta, and you can listen on the iHeartRadio app or even on, you know, your desktop if you're into that, Alexa. But so I asked for calls and this woman was like, you know, and I'm just assuming everybody's gonna be like, well, you know, he didn't brush his teeth or something. I obviously made that up. And the woman said that he was just so annoying on the date. And she's like, you know, he was just so annoying. Nothing went right. I told him I didn't want him to kiss me. And they went in for a hug and like kissed me on the cheek. And she was just like complaining about like how terrible his date was. And she's like, and then we went out again. And now we're married. And I was like, oh, okay.
Did not see that coming. No, that's like my parents talk about, my mom says my dad finally wore her down after years of trying to get a date.
That's so cute.
And now look at them, the professor who made his debut on the podcast on Friday.
I love that though. The professor. He sounds honestly like, wait, isn't that? Oh, that's Professor X. Okay. Never mind.
Is that from X-Men?
I think so. Right.
I don't know, but I know somebody who knows for sure is be like, they don't know.
Someone's listening.
And by the way, not a bit. Really don't know.
Was he in Wolverine, though?
Isn't that X-Men?
Yeah, but wasn't he like in a wheelchair in Wolverine?
Wait, are the X-Men Wolverine different thing than Wolverine?
What?
Is Wolverine an X-Men? Who are the X-Men?
I don't know.
Dude, I feel like, hold on. Who are the X-Men?
I don't understand. Like, I'm very confused with a lot of those. And even at the beginning of quarantine, I was like, I should start watching like all of these movies. And I just never did.
Who the hell are the X-Men? The X-Men Fight for Peace and Equality. Members. Okay, hold on. So the X-Men.
Wolverine.
Professor X, Cyclops, Iceman, Beast, Marvel Girl, Phoenix. But I don't think Wolverine's in it.
Well, darn. Okay, well, I'm very confused then. If anyone knows or like understands like where I'm going with that, I don't even know where I was going with that though. I know that my brother and I used to watch all these superhero movies together, but I just don't know which ones they are except for all the Wolverine ones because I genuinely really liked Wolverine.
Well, there we go. Number two, they say, she says, set specific dating goals. So it takes motivation, but it's like, you know, aim for a date a week.
Okay, like don't like pack it in. Because I know some people, like, and I'm not hating on this because I love this, but I know some people, they'll do like, oh wait, do you mean a date a week with one person or like more than one person? I guess
in general, just like put yourself out there, even just like getting coffee with somebody new once a week, which I get. Yeah. I think it's probably good just for your social skills in general. That's going to be the weirdest thing when the world reopens because it's like,
yeah,
nobody been dating for the most part.
I'm definitely not making eye contact with anyone anymore.
You weren't before.
I know, but now it's going to be like really bad. That's what I'm getting at.
I'm like, what's wrong with you? I'm just awkward.
I'm just really awkward. Like, there's nothing wrong with me. Date over. I haven't looked at anybody in the face in like a year.
Like, date over instantly. That's what I'm sensitive about.
My issue is, like, I'll look at their shoulder, like, they're like left or right shoulder. I'll look at one of their shoulders, like the top of it, and act like I'm trying to like look them in the eye, but I'm not.
But just staring down.
But it's not even down because I'm so short that I can pull that off.
The third one, I really like this. It says, take a look at your deal breakers, like height, for example. There's a really good video that went viral on Instagram this week of this woman who was basically calling out other women for their standards. Ooh. And saying like...
B. Simone.
Yeah, she's like, how are you going to say you want a man who's rich but you have $6,000 credit card debt? How are you going to say a man who's got a six-pack but you get one to go upstairs? And it kind of went like... back and forth about like you have to be, you kind of have to live up to your own standards in a way too. Do you know what I mean?
You have to hold yourself accountable instead of trying to lean on somebody else to take care of you when you can't even give it to yourself.
Yeah, I thought that was like, it was, I never thought of it that way, but I was like, wow, like that's, yeah.
Wasn't she was on Wild Now, I think.
She might have been, yeah. I mean, I was just really just blown away by the whole thing. Like that, I thought it was like
she wrote like this like manifesting book. I think she got in some trouble for it, but I think that people are just, you know, hating on people. They're whatever. But anyway, no, like I think that that's just like her whole point in that video was just that like if you can't take care of yourself, why are you expecting somebody else to? Which like some might not necessarily agree with that, but it's like that's just like the vibe I got. I could be totally off. I mean, I think I
agree with that.
What?
I agree with that because like that's kind of like you like. We should try to make ourselves a prize too.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So I think that that's just like, I think that's so important, especially just like for, you know, even like coming out of quarantine, I think people are now even more insecure than they were, you know, around this time last year, at least I am. So I think that like right now is just like the time to be like, hey, I am worthy. I don't need to have somebody else to like make me feel good about myself when I can do that to myself.
Yes. Also, too, I think like there's that like the to go on a different route too. It's like I almost feel like she's saying like you don't need to tear somebody down either just because they aren't what you're looking for. It's like you don't have this. Well, you're a POS. It's like no, there's not for you. Like that. You can do it that way. Like, that's the one thing about this is like some deep dating app thoughts that I've had the last year. It's like. You scroll through and you just like at some point goes everybody on the other end of that phone is just looking to be happy in the most basic way. It's like the person you see on that screen, their profile is like all they're trying to do is just be happy, and that like changed my whole thing of like
don't go in there with bad attitude, being very nice or calling somebody out, because I've definitely done that before and I'm not proud of it, but I've sometimes, and I've talked about this before, and I know this is terrible, and I haven't done it since. I sometimes think it's funny to match with people to be like, who is she? Like, talking about, like, the women in the picture and, like, just, like, make it a big deal as if, like, we're, like, been together for a long time and, like, I caught him cheating. And, like, I just thought for a long time that was funny. And, I mean, not even, like, a long time. I only did it a few times.
I think that's pretty funny.
But like, in looking back, I am just not proud of that because that's just so mean.
I think that's kind of funny though. Like, that's pretty like, I would be like, that's kind of funny. I get the bit. We matched on Bumble. Remember that?
Yeah. That was like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Good. That was the best conversation I've had ever. Because there wasn't one.
Yeah. That's one of those things too. Let me ask you this side note real quick.
Okay.
When you see somebody you know on Bumble, my initial thought is like you have to swipe right just so it's not awkward down the line. Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
Okay.
No. Okay. So I used to feel like that. And then I would match with people that I didn't want to match with.
Yeah.
Like this guy I went to college with, I matched with. And then he just wanted to keep talking. He also like I knew him because he grew up in a town over from me. And I went to college with this guy in South Carolina. So it's like, anyway, long story short, I was like, oh, why did I do that? I don't want to match with him. I don't like him.
I guess maybe I would have the same thought as if I was in Minnesota. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so for me, it's like the only people I would see on a dating app I know probably work for iHeart. And like, that's kind of like the thing. Like, when I saw you, I was like, oh, yeah, gotta do that. So,
yeah.
So maybe, I don't know. That's like, I had that joke on the show where it's like, when I first got on a dating app in Minnesota, I'm like, I'm going to probably see like the one that got away. And instead I'm like, oh, I don't want to see, these are people I wouldn't want to see in real life, let alone a dating app. And then I realized they're probably thinking the same thing about me. I was like, all right, this is enough dating apps in Minnesota. So the last thing that the extra pinch says is to give everyone a second date.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Well, they say that because first dates are so awkward, giving somebody more than one chance can help you find the diamond in the rough. Yeah, I mean, but there's got to be a limit.
There's
got to be a limit.
I mean, that's fair, but I think that just some dates are just so bad that I think that you could just tell if you don't click with somebody. If you go on a bad date, like a date that you can just tell that your personalities are not going to click or just you as people in general, then no, I don't think you should give them a second date or even they shouldn't give you a second date if they feel that way about you. So I think what's that thing? I've asked you this a lot lately. The time.
Opportunity cost.
Yeah, opportunity cost. So, yeah, I think that if you're you would end up wasting so much time just dating and dating and dating.
Maybe I'll end this as my final thought about opportunity cost. I don't know if I talked about recently in the podcast. I really live my life by that mm-hmm. whole theory. It's an economic theory of like, if you do blank, what else could you be doing, right? So it's if you buy sneakers for $100, well, what the cost is you could have invested in ideas. I use that with my time though. And like mm-hmm. that, like to me, I feel like I'm much more at peace the last couple of years where it's like, if I could stay at the station and dick around for an hour, mm-hmm. but then I can't go skate for an hour. And it's like, I'd much rather go skate because that's going to clear my head out. That mm-hmm. to me is like overall, like if you just live your life, it's like, yeah, you could watch an hour of Netflix, but then you won't be able to do X, Y, Z layer that maybe you really want to do. Like that to mm-hmm. me is like, if hockey's the easy example. If it's like, yeah, I could watch 2 hours of Netflix or I could go skate. I'm not going to skate if I watch Netflix. So that's how it's kind of do it. So anyway.
No, that's why I keep asking because I'm trying to explain what I mean by some things and I just can't. I'm always like the time thing.
It's a beautiful thing. I use it for meetings a lot. Like I think in business sometimes, like if we're not having meetings, we're not doing business. No, sometimes the opportunity cost of me doing something like actually is good for me versus being in the meeting for a sake of being in the meeting, it's much more valuable. So not a sermon, just a thought. Hey,
I love it.
Let me know how the bar mitzvah goes.
Oh, I will. I will talk.
If I don't hear anything, I'll assume it went great. And actually, I don't know. If I don't hear anything, I don't know if that's good or bad. I'm going to be honest.
I could be dead.
I'm worried about Chewy.
Oh, yeah. He'll be okay.
You can now follow along with the Bark Mitzvah on Sauce's Instagram at Shelby Sauce.
S-H-E-L-B-Y-S-O-S.
And Chewy for real. You say bye without saying, oh, you can follow along with, no, that's cool. That's cool. At Chewy for real is Chewy.
At Chewy for F-O-R.
And if you want to follow me, I guess don't. It's fine.
Intern John Radio.
At thethoughtshower.com.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning.
And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.